Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. I'm your host, Bryce Coey, and this is a podcast about advocacy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disability Advocast. With me today, I've got a special guest. I've got City Council member Zach Brooks.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Circleville City Council.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell me a little bit about like what you do and kind of what that entails?
Yeah, so Circleville meets on Tuesday nights. Generally have meetings every Tuesday, whether it be full council or committee meetings. But I serve on a couple different committees. I serve on the service committee, which kind of oversees all of the road reconstruction, any kind of building improvements, all kinds of stuff like that. And then I also serve on the strategic planning committee, where we just kind of look at our city as a whole and where we're going and how we want to kind of shape things moving forward. So I feel like I've got a really good upper hand coming in as a new city council member. I've only been on council for, this will be 8 months. So I feel like I've got a good upper hand being on strategic planning, kind of having a hand in figuring out, you know, kind of how we want to shape our city going forward. I know, you know, you work with Ross County, yes. Board of DD mainly, but mm-hmm. Circleville's right down the road. So,
yep. And I know that Circleville's Board of DD is like a lot smaller, and so we interact with them kind of
okay
a lot. I know that somebody from up in Pickwick County, they joined our Special Olympics team.
Oh, cool! Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. They've been doing those we have the basketball matches pretty regularly. I think we've been doing them for maybe a decade or more now.
Oh, wow! Okay.
Yeah, Special Olympics kind of basketball teams come together. That's really cool. They do that at the high school in Circleville. But yeah, we need more things like that for, mm-hmm. you know, especially youth with disabilities, because there aren't a whole lot of opportunities in Circleville for youth in general, let alone, you know, disabled youth. So,
yes. Yeah. But I mean, you know, you're doing a good job from what I can tell.
Yeah, try to just kind of come up with anything we can to, you know, have more to do, more activities, more, mm-hmm. You know, kind of clubs and stuff to keep their brains rolling and, you know, out of trouble and give mm-hmm. them something productive to do with their time.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah.
I know that you guys have a couple parks up there. One of my friends was asking, like, do you know how accessible those are, really?
So, we just finished the Ted Lewis Park, which is, like, kind of main, like, central park in town. And I know that most of that was outfitted with, like, ramps and stuff so that the park is accessible, the splash pad is accessible.
Mm-hmm.
We've really done away with, you know, like, staircases and stuff. You know, so it's more wheelchair accessible.
Great. That's always good to hear from me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that kind of stuff, it's just not really necessary, especially in a park to have
stairs. Yeah.
There's no reason.
No.
So if we can build ramps and make it more accessible for everybody, that's kind of the route that we're going now mm-hmm. more than anything.
Good. Good. Yeah. And just if we wanted to, ask about, like, a change or, you know, something like that, would mm-hmm. we go to someone like you, like city council? Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple different ways you could do it. You could, you know, email or call one of your city council people directly. You could go to a committee meeting. I would always recommend going to a committee meeting okay. rather than just, you know, your council meeting. For the most part, council meetings, at least in Circleville, I don't know how it is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Council meetings are kind of where the things that we've already discussed and worked on just get passed.
Get approved or denied. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the full vote is taking place. Things are really worked out and talked through in committee meetings. So, you know, if you have questions about accessibility, I would say our, you know, your city service department is, mm-hmm. is the place to go. Your city service committee are the people to talk to. they're going to have the most impact on, you know, like your building, your roads, your sidewalks, you know, any kind of that stuff. So if you go to a committee meeting, you're more likely to get direct answers about things like that than, you know, council, where you just kind of get your couple minutes to speak and then it's,
All right, thank you. On to the next person.
Yeah. Big agenda, so we try and get through things kind of
quickly.
As quick as we can, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So committee meetings are a lot more, you know,
meaningful. Open. And
yeah, yeah. You get stuff done at a committee meeting.
Now, which committee was it you said?
Service committee and strategic planning.
Okay, so you're on one of the committees that you said.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one is, you know, we work with our service department, which, you know, all of the city workers that you see out on the roads and stuff, those are through the service department generally.
Yeah.
So that's one of the departments that my committee oversees, and we make votes on and pass it on to full council to, you know, make the official decision or not. So
yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
So one of the things that I was kind of interested in is, you know, like what kind of ideas would you have for, you know, somebody like me who can kind of help, I guess, push a platform a little further. You know, like I don't get a whole lot of input from the board of DD. We don't hear from them a lot.
Okay.
So like what kind of things could a council person do to, you know, kind of hear the needs of the disabilities community better? Where could I go to kind of find out more information?
I would say here, like, I don't know about, you know, Pickwick counties.
Yeah.
But Ross County, our board of DD would be a good place to go. Our, like, Pioneer School.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're all kind of interconnected, the DD board and the Pioneer School.
That's something I wish that we had. Circleville, we don't have
like a school.
Like a school for disabilities.
Yeah,
have like the Pathways. Have you heard of Pathways?
I've heard of them. Yeah,
they work with like more like mental disabilities and stuff. I don't think they have a whole lot of kids with physical disabilities.
Yeah,
but
I think that Pioneer School also has a lot of kids with mental disabilities. I mean,
yeah,
also
like
physical
learning disabilities and stuff.
Learning disabilities, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's something that we I wish we could expand on in Circleville. There definitely needs to be more attention.
Attention to the DD community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just because, you know, I think Pathways is awesome, but I think they're more of a private
organization.
Yeah,
we got a lot of those too. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
Like First Capital Enterprises down here. I don't know if you know about them.
I think I've heard of them.
But I used to work there actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was the receptionist.
Oh cool.
But they have like a day hab program. We have a lot of those here. Mm-hmm. Like they have at least I think they still do at First Capital. There's, you know, the Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Goodwill helps out a lot with that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
Easter Sales is another organization.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of like
organizations. You guys have a lot, Chillicothe.
Yeah. Chillicothe is, Ross County is actually like, I think, pretty big when it comes to that stuff. I know that other counties around us
kind of
come to us a lot, I think.
Wow. That's really cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. I wish we had more opportunities for our kids in Pickwick County.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess, maybe the need isn't as much there. Maybe
not.
You guys have more. I'm sure you guys have far more resources here. So
yeah, I mean,
offer more.
Just in general, we're a bigger place. So
true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not by that much, I don't think. Well, maybe.
A little bit. It's It's a couple thousand, something like that.
Yeah. But so let's see. What was your question? I'm sorry. Did you ask me or did I?
Yeah, no, you were good. Okay. Yeah, just, you know,
where can you reach
out to people for
More
information about, you know, how we could get involved with disabilities and advocacy and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I know there's all kinds of organizations like the OSDA is a big one that I've worked a little bit with. That's the Ohio Self-Determination Association.
Okay.
They have meetings a lot online and stuff, and I talked to them some. And one of my friends, I think, works for them. But, yeah, your local DD board is always a good place to go.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of, like, Easter Seals, First Capital.
Okay.
If you have a local Goodwill, they probably have something to do, you know.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have our Goodwill. They just got a brand new building.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they have a really nice building now.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know that ours has a day out program and, you know, has people helping.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if ours offers any kind of day out programs, mm-hmm. but.
Sorry, guys. We had some technical difficulties for a second. But anyway, what I was going to ask you was, so what are your plans, like, for the future, if you've got any, you know, for the city? You have any plans as far as accessibility?
As far as accessibility? So we've started working on our sidewalks a lot.
Great. That's the thing that I know is.
Yeah, Circleville has a lot of really rough sidewalks. So we've been working with the State Department of Transportation, trying to get grants and stuff to improve our roads and stuff. And a lot of that comes with trying to fix, like, gutters and all that.
Sidewalks.
Yeah, sidewalks and just kind of improving on the space, not only on the road, but on the outside of the road. So trying to improve on that. We've made a couple of really good improvements on roads that had really kind of rough sidewalks or didn't have, like, accessibility ramps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a lot of folks in wheelchairs that ride, like, on the road.
Ooh.
But, like, they're, like, on the outside, like, almost,
like on the curb.
Yeah. And it's just, like, every time I see it, it scares me. So I'm like, if we can get more accessibility ramps so that people don't have to be in the actual roadway and on the sidewalk. That
would be. Although I'm not in Circleville. I mean, actually, I guess I am. But, like, although I'm not, like, out wheeling on the streets of Circleville much, I would appreciate that. Because, I don't, like, you know, it's, like, scares me anytime I have to, like, get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, don't get hit by a car.
It freaks me out just being, like, on the sidewalk half of the time. Mm-hmm. So, if I have to go out onto the road, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. I couldn't imagine being, you know, in a wheelchair on the road.
You know?
Yeah, that's...
No, don't get it.
No good. No good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, downtown sidewalk accessibility is being improved.
Great, great.
We actually, City Hall is equipped with an elevator. So all of our city council meetings are on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fairly new, within the last, like, decade or so. So, you know, that's something very good, so it's accessible to everybody. You know, we don't want to leave any voices out of the conversation. So
yeah,
that's always my big thing. I don't want to exclude anybody from being able to give their opinion.
I agree with that.
I want to hear what everybody's got to say, good or bad, or whatever.
Good or bad, yeah. Or whether I agree with you or not, I'll hear you out.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sidewalk accessibility has been a big improvement lately. So and then our parks, we're doing a lot of work on our parks, trying to secure some more land for park expansion and stuff. So if we can, you know, get that going and have more kind of just outdoor areas for, you know, the kids and that kind of stuff, that's something that I'm really passionate about. I want to have more parks, more places for kids to play, more places for kids to just be kids.
Yes.
And for people to be able to just get out and do something and, you know, not have to spend a fortune on, you know, just trying to have a good night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get some more parks and get them looking nice, that would be an awesome achievement.
Yes. Now, this is just something that I just was thinking about. The city of Chillicothe, and with the help of us and some other people, and they're introducing, and just, I don't know if you want to take suggestions, but they're introducing, like, adult changing tables.
Yeah.
In, like, restrooms and stuff in some of the places in the city.
Yeah.
And that's something I feel like is a really good change that like is going on here.
Yeah, that's something like, you know, we don't think about that kind of stuff. And I think unless we have, you know, voices like yours who, you know, have people who have the need for that, that's something that we don't really, you know, it doesn't really come to our minds. So,
yeah,
to have, you know, inputs like that, it's really good. Yeah, but I'll definitely take note of that right now, actually. Good idea.
Yeah.
And always open to suggestions.
Yeah.
Always.
And I gotta say, this isn't really a personal one for me because, like, I have my own. But I know that transportation is a like public transport is a massive issue for a lot of us.
Yes.
With disabilities and, you know.
Yeah, we have PICA, the Pickaway County Community Action, and they've been really good about transportation. But yeah, we work with PICA a lot and you know, trying to improve transportation in the city is a really big deal right now, especially with, you know, the homeless population and stuff. You know, we've been looking at that too, so that we can get more accessibility to the homeless people so that we can help them get to and from work, kind of make life a little easier on them. So yeah, if we can get more, I think a lot of that can be achieved through grant funding, and you know, we just have to have people who are willing to go out and find the grants.
Yeah,
so that's something that I'm, you know, if I can get free money, I'm gonna get free money wherever I can get it.
Yeah.
That's I like free money. Mm-hmm. Give me all the free money.
Yeah, our local library just got a grant.
Yeah,
about that was one of the things that made me think about the changing tables. We just had a meeting with them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
About that. And you know, they're getting a changing table as well, and they're fixing one of their automatic doors and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's another thing is doors in places. I know it's a lot. Historical buildings are a lot more difficult to make changes to, you know, because they're older and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I know that there's a lot of places that the restroom doors are too small for me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that's always a issue.
Yeah.
As well.
That's something I think, you know, like our code enforcement really needs to crack down on and make sure that we're up to code standards.
Yeah.
So that it, you know, anywhere has accessible restrooms, because I'm sure that, you know, just because you're a historical building doesn't mean that you shouldn't be up to code when it comes to, you know, restroom accessibility.
Yeah, and also the problem is also my chair is a little bit wider than standard.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but still.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not gonna name drop, but yeah, there was a restaurant I went into here in Chillicothe a while ago. I couldn't get in.
Yeah.
Restroom.
That's awful.
Just smacked into the walls and so I was like, well, wait until I get home.
Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure that
if there's any changes that can be done.
Right. There should be.
Then
it should be.
I'm going to make them happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's interesting how much more this job has made me active in that.
Yeah.
Because before I'd be like, well, you know, like I'm very like easygoing, you know me, and adaptable, and just like, I'll deal with it.
Right.
But then I'm like, well, wait, there's other people that aren't me that also deal with this, so I should speak up and be like, hey, change this.
Yeah, that's
because if it was just me, I would.
That's kind of the way my parents always were. They were like, why do you care? You know, like you're good, you're fine. Like, how does it hurt you? And I'm like, well, this. Whatever, you know, XYZ doesn't necessarily
hurt
me, but it could hurt, you know, my friends. You know, I could have friends that are in this situation, or I could have a neighbor, or, you know, just somebody. It doesn't matter if you're a friend or not, you know, like it could negatively impact you.
Yeah, I mean, so, even if you're not like somebody I know or a friend, I don't want you to like.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to have to suffer or have, you know, a negative experience wherever you may be. So if I can help improve on that, then I'll do whatever I can to make it happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we've, you know, talked about all this because, you know.
Yeah, you've given me some good ideas to, you know, make improvements on. And, you know, it's always good to hear, you know, an outside perspective because, you know, if you don't if you don't go there, then you'll never know. So
exactly,
it's good for us to exchange ideas.
It is. So. And also, just a thing I want to bring up is thank you for making your studio, like, adding in that ramp in the back and, you know, very pretty accessible for us.
Yeah. Yeah, Rachel and I bought our music shop a couple years ago, and we had the ramp in the front. But, you know, the problem that we ran into was that the hallways were a little too narrow. So I was like, well, we got to figure out a way to make it work, you know, one way or another. So if we got to go in the back or I got to tear down a wall, then that's what we'll do. You know?
I appreciate your willingness to, you know, help out with that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, music is something that I'm passionate about, and, you know, we've turned it into our career, and I don't want anybody to not be able to participate, you know, because of, especially because of something that's out of your control.
So, yeah, I am, I'm also very passionate about music. Well, I'm not really, how do I put this? I don't know, I'm not like a driven person, to be honest, which someone I wish I could change about myself, but if there's something I'm passionate about, it's definitely music is one of them.
Yeah, we have long conversations about our music taste.
That we do. So, you know, we've talked a lot about, like, city council and, like, access, which is, you know, like, the main point of the podcast. But let's learn a little bit about just you. What do you like to do, you know, like, outside of...
outside of city council?
City council,
yeah. So, like I said, I own a music shop. I teach guitar and drums and bass and, you know, anything that I can, you know, get my hands on. So music has always been a big part of my life. I've been playing since I was 8 or 9 years old. It's been huge. You know, most of my friends have been made through music or playing in bands or playing on the same show or whatever with another band. So I've made a lot of friends and connections through music, and I used to be a pretty avid runner. I keep saying I need to get back into it. I took a big break. So it's just something that I like to do to kind of clear my mind.
Nice.
You know, just not think for a minute.
Think about. I should get some running in myself while, or, you know, wheeling. Same difference.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not really one for exercise.
Yeah, me neither.
Like I should
be. Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Eventually.
I'll do it tomorrow.
I guess that's the good thing about the one time I broke my arm. Physical therapy, I actually exercised for a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Forced into
it. Wasn't worth it. Rather just not break the arm.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, gain some gumption and go do it
on
my own. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's always my problem. I just have to do it.
Yeah. Like I said, not driven to do it.
Yeah, I like music. Mm-hmm. Like to run, like playing video games.
Nice.
Play a lot of video games. I've always played video games.
Yeah, I remember you talked about you had bought an old game system.
Yeah, I like to. I just recently got into buying and selling games so that I can make up for my video game obsession. I like to collect rare, like, older video games and stuff. So that stuff gets kind of pricey. So.
Yeah.
If I can make a couple bucks to try and offset the cost.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
You have like a crown jewel or like a, you know. A
crown jewel. Yeah, so I have an original top loader Nintendo from back in the day. It's kind of like a not as common original Nintendo system.
Yeah.
So it was my grandpa's, so snatched it from his house years and years ago, and I've had that forever and ever.
It's funny. Grandpa's and Nintendo's. Mine had an NES.
Yeah. My grandpa, he also had a Super Nintendo back in the day. We used to play Mario on it a lot. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yeah.
Before we became an adult.
Right.
Cynical.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding. Kind of.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. But, you know, let's see what else. You have any questions for me or anything else for me?
No, I don't think so. You've been a lot of help and given a lot of good information and stuff. So I just appreciate getting the opportunity to come in and talk.
Well, I very much appreciate you, you know, coming here, and it's nice to have some connections with, you know, somebody in the government that can, like, make a change, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a lot of good people in Chillicothe that are mm-hmm. trying to do the same, so I've been... It's on my list of things to do to kind of get with other local leaders and talk mm-hmm. to, you know, what's going good in their community to try and improve on my community. So mm-hmm. it's kind of what I'm doing here today. You know, what can I do to kind of bring back some information to Circleville about mm-hmm. what you guys are doing right and maybe, you know, how we can improve or correct some things that we're doing in my community.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
I think we talked about a lot of good things. Like the restrooms were a big thing for me, the transportation.
Yeah.
You know, changing tables.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are
big issues. Those are all big issues, yeah.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I'm sure there's other issues that I'm not thinking of because, I mean, you know, I got to deal with the wheelchair stuff. But then there's, like, blind people
mm-hmm.
or, you know, visually impaired.
Yeah.
Or mentally handicapped. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's all different flavor disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have our different kind of needs, but I can speak well, at least personally, to the handicapped, the legs one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The wheelchair one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, if you know, you ever want to have me back on,
I'm absolutely you know, I'm sure,
open to it, so.
I'm sure I will. I've got, you know, I'll get you lined up in the future eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Bring some more issues to me. So
mm-hmm. I'll try to
figure it out.
Yeah, this one was a little spur of the moment, but I'll ask around other people too. What they, you know, what they think.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've been going for 27 minutes at this point. That's close enough.
Okay, cool.
Half an hour. So, you know, thank you guys for listening to the Disability Advocast, and I will see y'all later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Disability Advocast, hosted by me, Bryce Cohn. Production and editing assistance by George Myers. Music by Maddie Myers. Cover art by Lacey Garrison. The Disability Advocast is a production of the Ross County Board of DD, also known as the Pioneer Center. Copyright 2024.